Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, and the body, and the soul. And so this totally fits into my theme today, mind, body, and spirit fitness. And that's why I'm so very pleased to feature today's very, very special guest, YouTube fitness superstar and fitness trainer, Tiffany Roth. Dr. Oz deemed Tiffany the best trainer on YouTube in 2012, and there is a reason why. It's really justified. Tiffany is the founder of the Inner Circle Fit Club, which is an online fitness platform where she has thousands of members that represent over 40 different countries. So she's really making an important mark on the world, and it's very impressive work. Her trademark approach is train the mind. I believe in that. Work the body and lift the spirit. And that whole integrative model is what really makes Tiffany stand out from the rest. Tiffany is here to share strategies on how we can see our beauty, know our strength, and realize our dreams. Tiffany, it's a blessing to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Nicola. I'm honored to be here. And, you know, I'm so happy that our messages are aligned and we can really make an impact on the world by joining together.
I know, I'm that's why it's such a treat and a pleasure to have such a, you know, you come on and share your powerful message because, you know, Tiffany, so many of us are tired of the gimmicks and, you know, the get skinny and the unrealistic media messages that wreak havoc on our self-esteem. Studies show that by 6, girls are expressing concerns about their own weight and shape and that around half of elementary school girls are concerned about their weight or about becoming too fat. So we have a lot of negative imprinting to overcome. We all want to feel good about ourselves. Tiffany, your trademark approach, which again I so respect and I think is just why you're so successful, train the mind, work the body, and lift the spirit, is integrated. How do you help women gain more self-esteem through this approach?
Well, you know, my main approach is that I want to encourage women to love themselves, to be able to look in the mirror and love what they see, to be able to celebrate all of their assets and all of the things that they even don't like about themselves. So that's what training the mind is. Training the mind is first you have to believe in your own capacity. You have to believe in your own beauty. So once they do that, they approach fitness with a totally different attitude. This has now become someone that they're taking care of, that they're nourishing, that they're cherishing, that they're shaping, and their workouts become a reflection of who they are on the inside. And that just basically elevates your spirit for anything else that you do in life. And, you know, one of the things I really love about my philosophy and how I implement it into the workouts is that I really don't focus on just the body. I focus on how the woman feels about herself, and by doing that, by improving what I call her femme esteem, I actually change the trajectory of their lives. I mean, a woman that loves themselves can create a ripple effect in the world like nothing that the world has seen before. So by multiplying that, I really realize that this is my gift. And I'm grateful to have such a wonderful platform to do so.
Well, you're really achieving it. And I mean, that is just so impressive because there are so many fitness schools of thought or just, you know, approaches. And that when your employees are integrated, you really stand out from the rest. This is what is needed. We need to really shift away from this kind of superficial idea of what wellness is and this image to something so much more internal. And clearly, from, you know, which we were talking about earlier before we started, that I see all those amazing testimonials that you have, and people aren't talking about, which we're talking about, how I look good on the beach. You're talking about I wake up in the morning and I like me. I like who I am. And they aren't talking about, they're not just talking about how I look in the mirror. They're talking about I know I can do it. I feel good about me from inside. So you're doing something really powerful. How are you able to actually help them get to that point through your workouts? Like, what's your message? How are you able to train their minds? Because you're training their body, you're training their minds, and that's an art. And that's obviously you come very gifted, very talented, but there's something you're able to bring it together. Because a lot of people try to do that, but do they necessarily achieve it? You are. What makes you stand out like that, Tiffany?
Well, you know, I'm going to share a story with you. I believe that my strongest gift is to be able to see the best in others even before they can see it in themselves. And I had a client that came to my class once, and she was very obese. And she came to the class, and she did the class. And obviously, you know, it's her first time in, and she wasn't able to do the whole class. And I'm sure where a lot of people would have seen a woman struggling that, you know, was the biggest one in the class, and, you know, it was, oh, you know, like, you know, she should really do this or that. But what I saw in her that day was the heart of a lion. I saw the heart of a lion, and I treated her as that. I treated her like she was an athlete. I didn't treat her like she couldn't do it. I approached her like she could do it. And she became one of my most amazing and inspirational testimonials. This woman lost over 100 pounds. She got out of a negative, abusive relationship. She started her own business. She even did a boudoir photography shoot because she said, you know, when she was younger, her parents would never take pictures of her because they would say, well, we'll take pictures of you when you lose weight. And she was always afraid to take pictures of herself. So I would do these sort of beauty events and have women take just sexy pictures of themselves. No matter what size or shape you are, whether you have abs or a high booty, it's about celebrating what is uniquely you. And let me tell you, she became an inspiration to everyone around her. And that's just because I saw her. I saw not her exterior. I saw who she was and who she was striving to be. And that's what I consider to be not only my greatest asset, but which really makes me successful in the online workouts, because I truly, truly, truly just want to help people to step into their greatness.
I'm so glad I asked you that question. What an answer. Honestly, when you're telling me that, I was getting shivers. It's so beautiful. Because it's because we just need, you're talking about how much we can, how much power, how much we have in our lives to influence and support each other by positive thinking and by positive support. When we take that just a little extra, because then that person, how powerful that is, that can change how a person sees themselves and that rippling effect. And then, again, I love how you've tied it in. When we love ourselves, we share it with the world, which I think is so powerful and so true. And then and then when she's doing her business and doing her thing, she becomes another example. And it really shows how one person makes a big difference, and that taking that time and that just that kindness, just that moment to, you know, go beyond just looking on the surface and looking into a person, because that divine spark is in all of us, and it just needs to be nurtured. And that nurturing, wow, what can unfold, what's possible, just with just so little.
Yes, yes. And I think that, you know, the YouTube platform, and people ask me, well, why do you think the YouTube platform is so successful? And I would say because it's authentic. You know, I put people of all different shapes and sizes in my workouts because, you know, there's people of all shapes and sizes that are getting healthy. And fitness doesn't just have one image. And I've been really working against that, you know, for the length of my career to redefine what fitness is. Although on the exterior, you know, we can get to a certain level of dieting and working out, we can reduce our body fat, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you improve your self-image or that your self-esteem and your confidence are elevated. You know, so the type of fitness that I encourage is one to where not only do you love yourself, but you work out because you feel so amazing, because you like to feel your own strength, because you know that every time you do it, you're getting better every day, and you're having this energy that is so powerful that it affects everyone around you. And people get addicted to that. They get addicted to that feeling of power, that feeling of inspiration, and not only taking it from their bodies, but in everything they do, with their relationships, with their friendships, with their job. When you feel good, you inspire all those around you. And so that is my message. It's not just getting some abs and walking on the beach.
Yeah, no, and that's why I invited you on the show, because I love that message. I think it's what we need to hear. It just changes the lens, because, again, so much comes down to something aesthetic. But it's not about that. It's about taking care of yourself. And in my work, for sure, I totally see how much when we beat ourselves up, it just completely destroys our life, and it keeps us stuck and immobilizes us. And when we charge up from positive motivation, and I'm an advocate of that. I do that with people. You got to love yourself to create wellness. You can't come from, I don't like me, so therefore that's what's going to motivate me to change. It doesn't make you change. It just makes you feel lousy every day.
Exactly. There is a philosophy on fitness training where people say, you know, get up, you sloth, or you better be fat and lose weight. And I've never subscribed to that philosophy. And I've always felt like you do more when you feel good. You know, like if you put on a great outfit and you go out for the day, your posture changes, your attitude changes, you get more compliments, you start to glow more. It's the same thing with fitness. Like if you're working out and you're feeling good, and I just tell the women, you know what? It's okay to have hips. It's okay to have thighs. It's okay to shake your booty. So you got a little extra fat. It doesn't make you any less beautiful. Let's celebrate all that we are. And that brings me to something which, you know, Tiffany Roth Workouts as a channel on YouTube, you know, I'm striving to drive that message home. And so we're taking it to the next level. I'm doing a show called The Fittest Winner. And that's going to be an interactive web series. And basically, I don't know if you've ever heard of the show The Biggest Loser. It really bothered me that they were talking about, you know, at the end, you end up being a loser, and you're a big loser. It's like, that's not what it's about. That's not how I motivate, you know. You get motivated. No one wants to be, you know, the worst. Everybody wants to be the best. And your language every day that you use for yourself and towards yourself is so significant that not only do I encourage people to put their fitness into their body, I encourage them to put their fitness in their mouths and speak out positive affirmations.
Yeah.
To speak it out. So, you know, your body hears you. So if you say, oh, I'm the biggest loser, I suck, I'm so fat, blah, blah, blah. I mean, who would you say that to all day? Who's going to respond to that?
And how do you see yourself? I mean, what motivates you? And I think, I mean, the thing is, it's not that we can all get out the gate and lose the weight or do that, but how do we sustain it? And that's not just fitness. That's everything in life. It's sustaining
everything.
Lifestyle, whatever's well. We don't sustain it through negative motivation and that positive motivation. Because, yes, I get out the gate and I lose the weight I want. I look in the mirror. I still hate myself. What's going to motivate me to keep going? Because I'm not feeling any better. So
right.
I thought when I got to the goal, I'm going to feel good, but you don't.
You know, it's very interesting. I did an Orange is the New Fit series, which was really funny. We broke out of all of those bad habits on YouTube, and it's an amazing workout series. But at the end, we did a little interrogation about, you know, I had two of my clients that have been trying to break some old habits. And I said, you know, what do you think is going to happen when you lose the weight, when you lose the 20 pounds? What, you know, is your life going to change? Is it going to be amazing? Are you going to, you know, be able to do all the things you thought you couldn't do? And she was like, well, yeah, I guess. I said, you know what's going to happen when you lose the weight? And she was like on the edge of her seat. And I'm like, nothing. She was like, nothing? No, nothing. I said, because what needs to happen when you lose the weight happens right now. You have to be that fit person right now. You have to love yourself right now. You have to have the lifestyle right now. So you don't need to worry about what's going to happen to that person, because in order for that person to get to that point, you have to be it right now. And the way for people to get that is they need to surround themselves with people who have like-minded goals. You have to surround yourself with people who are positive, who are working out, who are eating healthy. If you need to have a mentor or a coach, but the kind of environment that you put yourself in is crucial to the person that you are. It's crucial to the person that you are.
Is that not why your online community is so successful and you've become so successful at it? Because you are creating a whole community. Because when you go to your website and you see your community and people talk about being part of this community, they're getting support within this community. And that whole, and because your community is based on positive motivation. I mean, I once had a person I knew and he had an online fitness, but they weren't based on this positive motivation, and everybody was, they were getting fit, but it wasn't based, they weren't feeling better. And
yes.
What your community is so different. So they're getting the physical results, but he would talk about in the message board, everybody's talking about hating themselves and all this kind of stuff going on. Whereas when you read yours, you're reading, I'm loving me, I'm getting support, I'm feeling good. And I,
yes.
And that's just like, honestly, really, that's just heartwarming. It's just very moving, and it's very impressive, and I applaud you a million times over for being able to achieve this incredible integrated message, because you're worldwide, you're online, you're helping women everywhere, and you can touch women everywhere, and that's incredible.
Yes, thank you for that. And, you know, it's so funny you mentioned, like those negative feeds, or let me tell you, in my inner circle, I don't allow that. We go in and we talk to each other, but there's no negative self-talk. There's no I can't. If someone says, oh, I did, I can't, I'm like, do you want to rephrase that for me? You want to rephrase that in the affirmative? Okay, well, I'm working on it. Okay, I gave it my best, you know, whatever. I mean, I think that, you know, by changing the energy of your circle is really going to make a difference in your life. And so the people there, as a matter of fact, a great story is a lot of times, and this is real, people do my program, they lose weight, they start eating healthy, and then their family and friends turn against them. Oh, you're getting skinny. Oh, why are you eating that? You're always on a diet. Or, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you did before. Or, you look sick. And they say these things, and I tell them, at that point, it's absolutely crucial that they have a positive support system and a teacher and a guide to reinforce this new lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle change. And then once they have that, because, you know, it's hard to, like, you know, change your daily routine and your habit. And so once people start to do that, the people that are close to them get threatened by it, and they start to feel uncomfortable. And they don't want to see the change possible, the positive change in someone else, because it reflects back on what they're not doing. So this is why I created the Inner Circle, to give those people a family, a fitness family, where they can go through to get positive reinforcement and encouragement and the support that they need once they've made those lifestyle changes.
It's incredible work. I think that because you're getting to the root of the matter rather than the superficiality. I really also like when you talk about fitness comes in all forms, and I think that you're really, you know, challenging and demystifying that, like, it's like you have to be one type. I mean, there is no one type. People come from different, you know, sizes, shapes, races, cultures. It's the different ways of being in this world, and then when you embrace all of what we are and say fitness is all of us, our mindset, our heart, our spirit, our body, that then can bring us to our power. And I think, again, it's what creates that long-term benefit and sustaining, because, you know, obesity is getting bigger and bigger in the world.
It's scarier.
I mean, I went when before this, I did some, I mean, I know about it, so I said, let me just pull up some figures for this, you know? And they say that over 60 million are obese in worldwide. That's just like crazy. And 39% of adults aged 18 years and over were overweight in 2014, and 13 were obese. That's incredible. And then the world's population now lives in countries where people are more overweight, where overweight and obesity kills more people than underweight.
Wow.
We have a problem.
Wow. We absolutely have a problem. I'm so glad you brought this up, because I'll tell you, one day I was shopping in a major store, and I looked around me, and I saw so many people who were overweight. But it wasn't about the weight. I saw their faces. I saw how inhibiting it was for them to move, how ill-fitting their clothes were. And I knew that they weren't happy, and I was so troubled by this. I went home, and I was talking to my sister, and I was like, well, I'm just like, this really bothers me. And then she said, well, why don't you do something about it? And I was like, I know, but I mean, it really requires to have a full message. They need to really see, like, the whole experience of it. And that moment was the birth of my new reality web series called The Fittest Winner, where I will be training. I will take 8 people who want to lose weight who are in the Los Angeles area, and I'm going to train them for free. For 8 weeks, I'm going to train them 5 days a week. I'm going to teach them how to eat healthy, how to love themselves, how to be positive, how to move their bodies. And I'm going to air this experience on my YouTube channel so that all of the people that subscribe to my channel can actually follow the same workouts and they can learn from their experiences. So this is the first time in YouTube history that we're going to have what I call integrated reality TV. I'm going to have the show with the contestants, and the YouTubers will actually follow along with the same workouts and the same food plans, and we'll have challenges each week and different trainers and new things to celebrate. But this is my way of making my mark to improve the lifestyle and the health quality of people all over the world by showing them through the show, The Fittest Winner, how to do it, by showing them that they're not alone and that there is somebody out there to help them find their way to a healthy lifestyle.
Well, I'm going to be watching. So I was getting so excited. I was going, when?
Yeah.
So when, what day, you know, because
this week,
that's something I want to tune into because it's just incredible, because it's not about weight. It's the evolution and the, well, it is about weight, but you know what I mean? It's about that.
Yeah, it's not about the weight. It's about really, it's about, you know, the food, and, you know, the food is basically numbing us and medicating us. There's so many preservatives, and I'm going to get into that. But, you know, on the show,
that's another show.
You know, we'll get into it. But right now on my YouTube channel, I actually just aired the contestant call out. So the contestants, if they want to be on the show, they need to be in or around the Los Angeles area, but they submit a 1-minute video telling me about why they want to be on the show, why they would like for me to be their personal trainer. And then everyone else around the world can also submit to the email why they want to be a part of it. So this is not something that is exclusionary. We just use one, you know, sample group to help us spread the word and motivate the world. So it's very exciting times, and there's beautiful, you know, beautiful times to come. And all of us, yourself and me, with our messages, are going to make a difference in that community of, you know, negativity and obesity. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I applaud you. I mean, I have done a lot of work with emotional eaters, so I certainly see how that mindset and what's going on in there, and it never is about food.
Right.
When you're struggling with food and you're struggling to lose weight, when we start to do inner work, food is not the problem. It's all these emotions. It's all these unresolved issues, things from childhood, all kind of stuff
right.
going in. And then with those unresolved, it's constant, as you said, turning to food to numb themselves and to cope. And that's why we're having obesity. That's why we're getting stuck. And so we really need to deconstruct and get to the real problem, not these ridiculous messages about be skinny and you're beautiful, because that's just making you feel worse about yourself so you don't get motivated to keep going.
Exactly. And you know what? I just had a moment of divine inspiration, and I got the chills, and, you know, I have an idea and I move on it. Nicola, I think you should be on The Fittest Winner. You should be on there one day.
I'm coming.
As our, you know, psychologist, and actually get in there and ask some of those questions and help the contestants dig a little deeper and, you know, reveal some of those reasons, what is causing the overeating and what is causing the negativity. Because, I mean, you can't do it alone. And I'm going to have a lot of guest speakers on the show. And I think just hearing you and your message and all that you have to contribute, I'd love to talk about that, getting you on The Fittest Winner, and let's do some of this together.
Oh, it would be a privilege. Again, I mean, here we are talking about this, but I've done a lot of work with it. I've seen so much change, because what's happened is they can sustain it. And all of these things that are driving and they're struggling with, that goes away. And when that goes away, they're like, and things like, I can finally taste food. So you're a person who's overweight, eating all the time, and they're like, I'm finally tasting food. Like the strangest things you hear, because they stopped eating to taste. They're eating to numb. You've lost your connection. Your body is oversized, but you're not connected to your body. Like, what are we talking about? You know what I mean? And we need a revolution, because it comes from that heart and head and soul place. When those aren't right, our body becomes the beating post for us to really hate ourselves and then our body, and then as a result, I really dislike these messages that women have to be, you know, put up against these ridiculous standards that nobody can attain or very few, and then we're told, and then since we're already struggling with, you know, insecure issues as human beings, that you're comparing yourself. And like I said, when I said to you earlier, you know, one thing that I really stands out about you is that you're beautiful, you're fit, you're everything wonderful, but you're not intimidating. Like, you feel like I can be you. It's the warm invitation. It doesn't feel like it's inaccessible. And I find that's a gift, because you can really, like, think, oh, my God, it's too intimidating, whereas that's not your energy at all. It looks, I can do this. And it just comes across in just seeing you.
Oh, that's so nice. And, you know, I'm really happy about that. I mean, I can't really tell you why people respond to me in the way they do. All I can say is that I'm passionate about what I do. And I'm grateful that so many people have been touched by my workouts. And, you know, I think that what it really is that, you know, I don't focus on gimmicks. And I'm 100% real. I tell it like it is. You know, I'm telling the truth. I really don't tie into, okay, you have to be so strict, or you have to be, you know, the abs are just made this way. I think that what you really need to tune into is having a healthy lifestyle, and healthy is defined by your mind, your body, and your spirit. And that's the difference that I think attracts people, because they see a whole person possibility instead of just being pigeonholed into body parts.
Yeah.
You know, they get a chance to be themselves and to celebrate being unique.
Well, I think when I look at, you know, YouTube channels and I've seen fitness people, you stand out as well, because most of the time they're advertising, you see, you know, their breasts hanging out, you know, and, you know, a lot of body parts sticking out all over the place, and it's really very, the image is sexualization of women, and that's what they're promoting, like, look, be on a beach body, be on this, and that's the message. And yes, they get followers and people, and I'm not discrediting or judging them. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But what I'm saying, though, is that this message is just, it for us to move forward and heal holistically, your message is what we need as a collective to move more towards, rather than, you know, how much of my pieces of my body can I now air to the public and this is what makes me right. Your message is just more holistic, and it's an attunement with me. That's why, I really, again, was really attracted to what you're doing. And the final thing that I do want to cover before we kind of close in is, wrap up, is the fact that you have an online community and an online. Because I think, I mean, I work out at home all the time. I've been doing it. I mean, I was a single mother, so, like, home, and it was phenomenal, and I do it, and I love it. And I think that they do say that when you go to a gym, you're going to see fewer people with weight. You're going to see slimmer people, which is like, and that when you have an online community and you have YouTube videos and you have it, like, you can do it at home. So if you're insecure, if you're fear of judgment, it gives you the chance to try. It's safer.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
not afraid of judgment. And that's why I think that is such an incredible way to offer people the opportunity to get fit.
Yes. And on that note, it's, you know, the reason why I actually started that is to be able to give not just the workouts on YouTube, like I said, the sense of community and guidance and safety. And the online gym is just amazing. As a matter of fact, before our call, I did one of the workouts because it's so easy. You go to the plan, you go to a day, you press play, and they're continuous play. You do the workouts. But you feel like, because they're in a class setting, like you're part of a group.
Yeah.
You know, you get to know the other people in the videos, and then afterwards you can go on the page and you can talk about it. You know, we share our food. It really is an amazing community, and I'm so proud of it, and I'm so glad that you gave me the opportunity to talk about that, because it's really my pride and joy to be able to have created such a sensational fitness family online, where we're connected all over the world, doing amazing things for each other and uplifting ourselves in the process. Because, you know, there's a saying sometimes that, you know, you do more for others than you do for yourself. And we have mothers that do that. They extend themselves to their children or their families, or, you know, people that they're motivated by helping other people. But in doing so on the inner circle, with everyone having that energy of uplifting, you can't help but lift yourself up in the process. You can't stay down when everybody around you has their arms outstretched to you. So that's one of the beautiful things about the Inner Circle Fit Club, is that you finally have that safe place, like you said, to work out, but you don't feel alone. You're still a part of an amazing community.
Yeah, because I remember I used to go jogging, and now I don't jog anymore, and the reason is it's because it's too isolating. I mean, I want to be part of a community, and I work out at home, but it's true. I'm working out with the community, and that changes things. You're with people, and it feels, it's, even if it's like, you know, a video online or whatever, it's that feeling like this. There, I feel like I'm with. So I that is what really, it's very powerful. I love that message. Anyone can do it anywhere. I love you anytime, exactly. Even if you have 10 minutes, do 10 minutes. If you have more, do more. It just do it, you know. Just go ahead, and you're offering the world just amazing opportunities. So for all the listeners out there, clearly you know I'm a fan. I'm not even pretending. I love the workouts. I think that what Tiffany is doing is just remarkable work, and I admire it, and she's a very special lady. And for all of you out there, check her out. You can find her in the message board below. Her website is Tiffany Roth Workouts. That's Roth with an E. Just go to YouTube, Tiffany Roth, and you're going to find her there, and then you can find her website from that as well. And so it's just amazing content. She's an inspiration. And Tiffany, I'm so pleased as punch to have you on the show today, and keep doing what you're doing. You're a beacon of light in the world, and we need more Tiffany's out there.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being on the show, and thank you all for listening, because I'm always looking for an opportunity to spread the love and to make sure that we are all stepping into our greatness. And as I say, you know, we're Roth stars. That's R-O-T-H-E stars. That's all of the Tiffany Roth community. We're Roth stars, and we're being fit, fierce, and fabulous together. So look me up, connect with me, subscribe to the Fittest Winner, and, you know, allow me to be your personal trainer. Let's do this. Let's just really, really create a domino effect of self-love, self-esteem, and health and fitness worldwide.
Well, this is why I have you. I love it. Oh, my God. Thank you for that takeaway. More of you. Beautiful work. And you know, when you're online, it's global everywhere in the world. That's just so inspiring. Tiffany, you're
amazing.
A blessing again, beacon of light, and it's been a privilege and an honor to have you here today on the show.
Thank you so much. I look forward to us doing great things together, Nicola.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, too. Many blessings.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. I guess you guys can all tell how excited I was today and how much of a fan I am of Tiffany, because this integrated message is just powerful. It's available to you everywhere, so check out Tiffany Roth. She's Tiffany Roth Workouts on YouTube, Tiffany Roth, and lots of inspiration. And I'm very happy to have had the pleasure of sharing Tiffany with you guys here today. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights into how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, drnicolabird.com, join my mailing list. You'll get incredible tips and tools to create the amazing life that you deserve. Thank you for tuning in. Spread the joy and share Out on the Limb Show with all your friends. And keep in mind that sometimes you do have to go out on the limb to achieve a happy, healthy, and successful life that you deserve. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.